How did you come across the central character, Franciszka Halamajowa?
I attended Holocaust Education Week in Toronto in 2011 in the fall. And there was a documentary about what had happened during the war and what Franciszka and her daughter Helena had done. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. You know, people would want to know this story, and I think people would really be inspired by it. So I did some more research on what had happened during the Second World War in Poland. I consulted with Holocaust experts, and I took the facts in terms of what was publicly available, and then I wove fictionalized characters into it. So they call it, I guess, a historical fiction is what I'm told, because, you know, what happened was true, but the characters are fictional.
What was it about the central character that made her do this? I mean, she was risking her life and the lives of her children.
That's a question I had to constantly ask myself when I wrote this book, and trying to put myself in her shoes or trying to understand what motivated her. And it was very difficult to know, because she didn't even tell her children what she had done. Like, I guess her daughter knew, because it was her and her daughter, but her daughter's children did not know what they did even. They didn't tell anybody. And she didn't do it for financial gain. There was none of that. In fact, she was, you know, she was a poor peasant woman. So to feed all these people actually cost her, a ton of money during the war. You can imagine food would be expensive. So she wasn't religious, and she didn't have a particular affinity with the Jews. She also hit a German soldier. I think she just did it because she just felt it was the right thing to do. I think it was just decent, because people were going to their deaths, and if you didn't do something about it, they didn't have a chance. She just felt that it was the right thing to do. And part of the reason I wrote the book was that is so powerful. All of us have within us the possibility to be great. We just have to choose it.
Tell me about going to Yad Vashem and what happened there with your son.
Well, I was with my son, and they have planted trees there to honor the righteous among the nations. And Franciszka and her daughter are honored this way at the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem.
Can you explain a little bit about righteous among the nations, what that means?
Yeah, for sure. Righteous among the nations is the title given to people who are not Jewish, but who risk their lives to help save Jews during the war. And Franciszka and her daughter did that, and are honored this way. So there's a tree planted with a plaque at Yad Vashem to remember them by. And I think it was inadvertent when I first wrote the story. I didn't realize the symbolism of the tree, right? Because I have an apple tree in the story, and a tree is planted to remember them by. So it's kind of circular. And so it was my son actually that found it, because bushes had overgrown the plaque. And so you actually couldn't see it if you didn't have the map. And when I saw it, it was just such an emotional moment for me, because I had spent a year writing this story in my spare time, but I'd spent a year doing it. And just to see it there, that this person did actually really exist, her and her daughter and all the things that they did. And it was a very emotional moment for me. So I took a picture of it and put it in the book.
Jael Witterick is the author of My Mother's Secret, a novel based on a true Holocaust story. She's going to be in Tampa this Friday night at the Carrollwood Barnes & Noble at 7 o'clock. Jael, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.